Time for our Tibbetts talk, and we're getting closer and closer, just over a month away from the Tibbetts auction. Usually a big social event in town, obviously a huge fundraiser for the Tibbetts Opera House. Had to take out some of the social aspect of it, but still hoping to make it pretty fun as well. Andy French, Development Director for the Tibbetts, in the studio with us this morning. And again, like everything else with summer theater, you've had to totally retool the plan for the Tibbetts auction coming up, but still try to create that excitement for it, right?
That's right. That's right. And thanks, Ken. The auction is going to be unique, as it always is every year. The theme this year, as we've said before, is Clue. The game is on. So we encourage folks to participate online. We will be having some in-person silent auction visits. We scheduled appointments for people to come in small groups per the governor's order to come to see the items in the silent auction, as well as to see the items that will be in our live stream broadcast. We are super excited. We're announcing for the first time today at this interview that we will have a super silent auction. The super silent auction is going to contain some high-value items that we would normally do in the live auction, but because of time constraints, no one wants to watch a computer screen for more than 45 minutes. We're going to have a super silent auction, which we're super excited about. So those high-value items will be on auction through the entirety of the live auction, as well as 30 minutes past the live auction.
Okay. So very cool. And I know you're trying to make it as convenient for possible for folks, so when they are coming in to look at the stuff for the silent auction, of obviously you log in, you bid on items, but there'll even be helpers there to help with that piece of it too.
That's
right?
Correct. We've got a lot of folks in Coldwater who've been longtime supporters of us, who may not be as comfortable with technology as some of us, and so we will have volunteer helpers, and myself will be at the Opera House and helping people get registered, buy a ticket for the drawing. We also have raffle tickets available, as we always have, but if anybody needs help, they're welcome to come in during one of those appointments, or they can call the office during the auction and get help immediately.
Despite what's been going on in our world here the last 6 months, you still have had great support for folks, donations, cash donations, but also a lot of donations of items. Well, you're close to like 120 items so far for this, but you could still take some more, right?
Absolutely. We are hoping that we will get at least that many more. Probably we'd really like to have about 350, 400 items if we can. But again, it's what people feel like they feel like contributing to Tibbetts. You know that donation goes twice, right? The person who's given that item to us is a donation showing their support. But the person who wins that item in the auction is also supporting us. So we win twice. And so we're asking all of our potential donors who are thinking about some items that they might have around the house that might be willing to donate to Tibbetts to help further our mission. That would be fantastic. So,
and a lot of times it's the experience items that are the most fun to bid on and quite honestly, generate the most money for you.
Absolutely. And we have some of those experiences before. You know, the Merrill dinners are famous, and we've got a really exciting new one that Rick and Kathy have put together. It's a experience that is in partnership with Twin Bandits Brewery, which is the new brew pub that's going to be opening up in downtown Coldwater in the coming months to the next year. And so there's a dinner there that pairs their excellent cooking, some pub grub, that's the word I'm looking for. And their amazing cooking. So it's that's on the auction as well, along with the others. And so we've also got some other experiences, whether it be spa days or experiences at a water park. And so there's lots of things for people to connect with.
Yep. And if folks are thinking about donating, maybe think in that mindset.
Absolutely.
They might, particular skill they have or whatever they might want to donate to. So best ways for folks to one, find out more information about the auction itself, or two, make a donation. How do they do that?
Again, as has always been the case, go to tibbetts.org. There's a donate page. There's an auction page there that you can see. You can get all the information about the coming auction and how to register on our mobile site. As that comes live in the next week or two, we'll have items both on our website but also on this mobile site, so that you'll be able to see the items there. As we put together baskets, as you might remember, all that baskets that happen at auction, mm-hmm. those will all be available to view as well as we get them assembled.
Okay, looking forward to it. And again, that's coming up that first Saturday in November, at the Tibbetts, but also online. So
right, and it's November 3rd to November 7th. So it starts at 9 a.m. on November 3rd and will continue all the way through till about 8:15, 9 o'clock on the 7th.
And like you said, this will be good for people who want to support Tibbetts but can't be in town for it.
That's right. So. And we're hoping that we'll have people who have family or friends who are not in Cold War, have not been able to participate before, yeah. Now can.
Yeah.
So please, everybody, tell your friends. The more people we have online bidding items, the better it is for Tibbetts. So thanks.
Great stuff. Andy French, he's the development director for the Tibbetts with us, talking about the upcoming Tibbetts auction on our Tibbetts Talk.